think some of the most meaningful and impactful life lessons come through times of adversity, and maybe even tragedy in our life. And as some of you might know, I've played football all my life. I've had a lot of fun over the years, and I've met many new people that otherwise I wouldn't have met. I think football has really helped shape my character and made me who I am today. Especially this last year, it was my senior season. I had a really good bond with my teammates, and we made it to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. So it was really ended up being a great season. And the season, even though we ended the season with a loss, I think spirits were high, and we were kind of proud of what we had accomplished in that season. But about 3 or 4 weeks after our last game, that changed when I got word that my teammate and my friend was on life support after a simple surgery and that he probably wasn't going to make it. And the next morning, I got the news that he had passed away. You know, all death is tragic, but seeing my 18-year-old friend with a bright future ahead of him, really, it was especially difficult. And although this was a really hard trial in my life, I think that getting through this trial ultimately helped me gain a clearer understanding of my faith, and I think it's important that we can all do that. In John chapter 16, verse 32, Jesus tells his disciples of the upcoming trials they would face. He tells them that they would be scattered around, and that they would be alone, and that Jesus would even be cut off from them. In the next verse, John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Now, when I first read this passage, a few questions came to mind. Jesus is telling his disciples of these tribulations that they would be facing, but he tells them these things so that they may have peace and that they may be of good cheer. How could learning about these upcoming trials bring them cheer? And how could they be of peace in these trials? And really, I found that the simple answer to this question is just Jesus. Those that are in him should have peace because they have a hope built on something bigger than all the coming problems of this world. We have peace because even when all the bad things he predicted happen, and even when we feel like we're alone, we'll forever have a relationship with God through Jesus. And the reason for our cheer and tribulation is also about Jesus, but what he did in overcoming this world. In his resurrection, Jesus overcame the curse of death, and he overcame the curse of death for all that choose to follow him. You know, many of us, fortunately, probably aren't exposed to death that often. And if you think that because of that, this message doesn't apply to you, I'd say you're wrong. I think this message can apply to all form of trial we face in the world, in our lives. But really, no matter what form our upcoming trials take, I encourage you to be prepared for it. I found that in my trials, the only thing that can really help is understanding that this world is not what God wants for us, and that we have something better coming for us through Jesus. And I'll conclude by reading Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5, that talks about how this hope and faith can grow in tribulation. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us."